1-0.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up this last half hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, November 27th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, it appears that it's official. Republicans will have 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats in the state house. Kind of interesting quote of the day came from the Republican winner, Steve Frisbee. I joked on Tuesday, I finished the orientation, made the final decisions on my staff positions in my office, and then won the election in that order. Kind of interesting. The race came down to just 61 votes. Now, it's kind of interesting the process that he went through on election night. Said he had won by 58 votes. Then they did the canvass. Found it was actually 61 votes. Then his Democrat incumbent challenger, Jim Hadsma, asked for a recount. Going through the recount, getting that accomplished, basically wrapped up Tuesday, yesterday afternoon, it's official. Now, one of the things that was pretty interesting in this process is that now that he will be representing the 44th House District, unlike his fellow representatives-elect who won their election on November 5th by much larger numbers, Frisbee said now it's time to settle into some downtime. Now that Election Day has officially passed for him, his term doesn't start, of course, until January. But the election for his seat wasn't over. His Board of State Canvassers on Friday certified the election results, showing that he had won by 61. His Democratic opponent, Jim Hadsma, was asking for a recount. Regardless, Frisbee said he's looking forward to getting to know some of his colleagues better, including those on the other side of the aisle that he didn't get to meet during orientation. Again, the quote of the day, I joked on Tuesday, I finished orientation, made final decisions on my staff positions in my office, and then won the election. Frisbee said that family gatherings are an important part of his life, and this year's Thanksgiving will be celebrated at a rented event hall for Frisbee and about 80 family members. Not only to celebrate Thanksgiving, but to celebrate our victory. He said between he and his wife, they have four adult children, two of which are his stepdaughters, and the other two being sons he had had with his wife. So far, no grandkids. But brothers, sisters, in-laws, everybody's coming. Now, one of the things that he brought up, and it was kind of interesting, just a little side note to get to know who he is. Frisbee said his hobby is visiting Major League Baseball stadiums, something he's been doing since he was 6 years old. He attended the very last game ever held at Tiger Stadium back in 1999. So far, he's visited 24 ballparks. He's got season tickets for the University of Michigan and is a big fan of college football in general. Not only does he love to talk about sports, but he could talk about EMS or medical topics as well. Anything ranging from patient care to operations to administration. He said he spent 41 years in the medical field. His interests from sports to medical also says that he loves to work while having fun. He feels his office is going to be a fun place for his staff, and he's looking forward to diving into being a state legislator in January. Bottom line, if you can't smile and laugh and have a good time, life is too short. You miss out on things. I'm pretty easygoing, and I love the human interaction. When asked about legislative priorities, he said, actually, haven't even thought about them yet because we had to get through the election. Now that it's over, after talking with my constituents, I'm going to sit down and figure out exactly what bills I need to introduce to represent my district. So that race appears to be over. I'm not exactly sure when the recount will be finalized, but the canvassers from the county certified his 61 vote victory. Now just stop and think about this, folks. He got 61 more votes than his opponent. If 32 people of the 61 had voted for the other guy, he could have lost. That's how small a margin of victory it is for a state representative who represents average 75,000 to 90,000 people. Presidential election, big turnout. Half of those are registered, half voted, maybe a little higher, 60, 70% turned out to vote. It's not a big margin. And it comes down to informing the public, getting information out there, putting up signs, knocking on doors. Comes down to 61 votes. The good point to be looking at it mathematically, it takes 56 votes in the House to pass anything. Well, the Republicans will have 58. So depending on certain bills, based on certain districts, certain topics, certain issues, the Republicans actually have what they call two pass votes, two passes that they can give to particular state representatives if need be, where it's not all the Republicans voted for this. If they're in a toss-up district, maybe something that's close to 50-50, something like 51-49, well, based on certain bills, certain topics, certain issues, they might be able to give a pass vote to two of the Republicans. You can sit this one out. We've got to 56. We're good. So you don't have to vote for the bill. You don't have to vote at all. You can just abstain. But evidently, this seat, very, very toss-up down in the Battle Creek area. Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, that whole corridor has been leaning Democrat. And Hadzma, the Democrat incumbent, was a freshman. So, appears he has lost, but is filing for the recount. And usually, after a canvass has gone through, and they've actually found three more votes for him, that's probably what the recount will hold when they do it, when they finish it. Let me see if this has a link to this particular story. Yes, it does. So his priorities are now going to be working with his constituents, hearing from them, exactly figuring out what they would like him to possibly introduce. Now, it's very interesting, before leaving for Spain, as Governor Gretchen Whitmer takes off for economic development mission, the chatter continues back in Lansing about her level of engagement in the upcoming lame duck session. The governor did not meet with the legislative quadrant before leaving. Who is the quadrant? Lieutenant Governor, Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks. If you get the Senate Majority Leader Brinks there and the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, there, the Lieutenant Governor, they all can sit down and talk and lay out their plan for the lame duck session. While it's expected she will meet with the quadrant, nothing is on the calendar for this coming Monday or Tuesday as of yet. She did leave a congratulation message to incoming Speaker Matt Hall after the election. However, up to now, she's made it known through back channels that she isn't interested in economic development initiatives, a mortgage assistance program, a public safety trust fund, and disaster and emergency contingency fund. She does have other priorities. We'll get into those, because this is coming, folks, starting on Tuesday. We're going to take a short break. Final segment of today's first hour. We'll be right back.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Another priority is being pushed by special interest groups. We talked about this yesterday. The repeal of the Death Star, unemployment insurance, plans to prepare for the Democrats' departure from the state house. House Minority Leader Matt Hall has already put forward a road funding proposal, something he came out with last Friday. We talked about it extensively yesterday as well. Well, the governor's office sees his road proposal as an invitation to begin negotiations, something they may be interested in doing to the extent that he's sincere about it. However, in that regard, observers leave open the possibility that she works with Joe Tate to start a bipartisan road funding conversation for no other reason to get people to start talking about advancing her economic development priorities that she would like to do in the lame duck. Tate and House Democratic leadership haven't ruled out a conversation on the roads, but State Representative Farhat, Democrat of Dearborn, introduced a bill yesterday, House Bill 6213, that steers all the proceeds from corporate income tax directly to the roads. This was part of Matt Hall's proposal. Well, one of the Democrats has put his name on that bill and got it submitted yesterday. On the Republican side, they are still continuing to reverse the elimination of the tipped wage credit as being a top priority. I know that Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig has been talking to quite a few of the Republican legislators pushing for them to do that. We talked about it on yesterday's show with Ian. However, neither the governor nor the legislative leaders have declared this being out of bounds at this point. If servers continue to be loud through their aggressive ground game, question is, can the governor and legislative leaders ignore them? Or are they going to have to deal with this issue? If the Democrats don't deal with it during the lame duck session starting next week, where they have the majority and the vote, if they leave it up to the Republicans in the House after January, then the only stop gap chamber they have would be the state Senate. From the outside, the governor's lack of public comments on what's going to take place in the lame duck has observers questioning whether she's disengaged from the process, leaving it totally up to the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, and Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks. One of the Republican consultants, John Selleck, added, it felt like the Gretchen Whitmer of 2024 is not the same as 2018 Gretchen Whitmer, when she ran on, we need to fix the damn roads. Well, now she might be saying, we're going to fill the potholes. Big difference. Priorities for the governor, priorities for the state house, priorities for the state senate. Well, it all comes down to what they feel they must pass before losing control of the House and legislative priorities for the governor. But starting off Thanksgiving in Spain, she is kind of showing her hand that economic development is what she's all about. Last little comment here. During an earlier scrum, the governor reported that she was talking about shared priorities as we go forward and anything we want to get done prior to the end of the year. I look forward to hoping that we can find some common ground, end quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Kind of an interesting perspective. So as she takes off for Spain, not really giving any direction to the House and or the Senate as to what her priorities are. Republicans appear to be laser focused on making these changes in the road funding and dealing with the tipped wage issue. What is exactly this road funding proposal? Have we seen it before? Absolutely. We'll get into that story after the top of the hour news break. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Nathan of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15.